And then we go to line E, and that would be the local finance committee's draft station. The action is draft station FY24 station budgets are submitted to the LSBs. So maybe we could move that up to from March 15th to April, maybe April 30th for that date. And it would be the same with the executive director and the national office and the PRA and the PAN, April 30th. Then we could give the LSB a couple of extra weeks and make it, instead of July 31st, make it July 15th for the LSBs to have a deadline to pass their budgets. That would kind of deal with removing things from the summer vacation era a little bit, a period a little bit. And then for H, we would have the executive director and the national business manager would be reviewing, compiling, and distributing the final national office budget proposal to the NFC for approval. So instead of August 1st, maybe we can I don't know, Arpal, what was the reason that the deadline was July 31st for the LSBs, but August 1st for the executive director and the other units? Is there any particular reason for that? In G and H?
Yeah, that was so that the NFC would be able to go over everything.
But
on July 31st, LSBs, I think that if we're going to do this, probably from line G now down is probably something to leave alone.
Yeah.
July 31st, the LSBs pass the FY24 budgets. At that point, those things come to the NFC, and we start grinding away on them.
My question was, though, was there a reason that the LSBs would do it on July 31st and the executive director and the other business managers would not do it until – well, this is only for the National Office. The National Office wouldn't do it until August 1st. Was there a reason why one is the 31st and one is the 1st?
Because they need to see what the stations are projecting – and see if it's, you know, see what their budgets are going to be. It will help to inform the management what the national office can maybe expect.
Okay, so they'll basically have an overnight chance to look at it. Okay.
A little more than overnight.
July 31st to August 1st. We're going to line G and line H.
All right. My headphones just fell out. Hold on a second. I can't hear.
Okay, good time.
Crap. So July 31st, deadline for LSBs to pass FY24, pass whatever budgets. August 1st, the National Office budget proposal. Yeah, and then after that, you look and you see 15 days later, 2 weeks later, we review the final National Office budget. So really, my brain is too fried right now to think of it.
That's all right. That's all right. I think I take your suggestion that from July 31st, from line G onward, we just leave it alone. And there won't, you know, we'll have to have NFC meetings, but it won't require LSB meetings or any other, PNB meetings. It'll just be NFC. We'll have to meet over August. How does that sound to you, Beth?
I can live with it.
Okay. Arpal, were you able to record the dates that we were laying down there? Because those are the only changes. It's just the dates.
I think somebody else needs to come up with the wording for this motion.
That's fine. What I was asking you is, were you able to record the dates as we went through the lines? Line A would be, I think we said February 1st. Line B, C, and D would be March 15th. And line E was going to be April or May 15th. E and F would be May 15th. And then G and forward are the same as they are now. Just gives people a little more time to do the work that doesn't seem to be getting done sometimes with creating the budgets on the management level. And for the LSBs to work on it too. And so then the language for the motion would be the NFC adopts the following proposal for a timeline for the fiscal year 25 budget and going forward. For fiscal year 25 and going forward. Our Paul's brain is fried. Can somebody write that down?
Well, I've written that down.
Oh, okay.
But now you need to give me all the rest of those words. This is why it was sent as a chart. Because it's easy to understand when it's in front of you like that.
Well, I think that's what we do. That's what we did with the fiscal year 24 timeline, right? We just reproduced the chart. So let's just do that here as well. Reproduce the chart with the advanced dates in lines A through F.
Hang in there, R. Paul.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to copy this and set up a new chart. Wait a minute. I need two hands to do this.
Okay.
Okay, so you want February 1st as executive director tells everybody start putting stuff together. What's the next thing, March 15th you wanted?
Lines B, C, and D are March 15th.
Okay. So... C and D become March 15th.
And then E and F, I think we said, become April 15th.
April 15th.
April 15th. Maybe it should be May 15th.
All right, well, May or April, what do you want? You want April 15th for E?
Yeah, let's do it April 15th. That gives the LSBs time to kick it around.
All right. And F, you want to make what?
Same.
Also April 15th.
Yep, and then from G forward, everything remains the same.
Recognition.
Let's just let our Paul work on this for another moment, Beth.
All right. Well, I've got a chart in front of me. Let me name this so we don't lose it entirely. Let's see. Okay.
Thank you, R. Paul.
To do things. Let's see. Now we'll save this thing as I got to change glasses. 1 second. I can't see.
Thank you, Tom. Okay.
Okay, I have something here. What I'm going to do is make a PDF out of it, and I will ship it to the committee so everybody can look at it and enjoy it. And where is this going to go? I'll just put it in. There. Okay, so now I'm going to go into email. So give me a second here. Okay, now I gotta just journey to it. We're almost there.
Thank you, R. Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Take your time. We're getting it done. We appreciate it.
Where did I?
Is this all that we have on the agenda, James?
It is. Just for your background information.
Okay. See. No, I don't want that. Oh, God damn it. That's a file. Not a web page. Okay, going there again.
Paul, while you're working, I'm going to explain to Teresa, who came late, why we had some agenda changes. Last meeting, we talked about putting the final touches on the PFW budget, Teresa, and we were going to get an actuals column on the budget, and we were going to see if there was any movement on the plan to move the WPFW location. And none of those things happened. And then the executive director, her daughter is graduating from college tonight, so she couldn't be here. So we decided to work this timeline through, and we'll address the PFW budget at our next meeting.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, we might get out of here early. But we're not pushing. We're not pushing.
All right, I've just I made a PDF. I've sent it.
Wonderful.
Be arriving any time now.
Okay, I think I have it. It's labeled other timeline, R. Paul.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, other timeline.
Okay, oh, there it is. Okay. And there it is. Okay. Very good. So, Arpal, do you want to read the other language that goes with this, if you have it handy?
Yeah, I have it. All right. The NSC adopts the following proposal for a timeline for the FY25 budget and going forward. And then it goes to the thing I just sent everybody.
Yes. Okay. Now that everybody's looking at it, I guess we should ask if there's any further discussion. And hearing none, we'll ask if there's any objection.
No objection for me.
And hearing none, I think we did it. And of course,
wait a minute. Did somebody say they objected?
No, that was Teresa saying no objection from me.
Oh.
And that's why you shouldn't do that, Teresa.
Okay.
That's all right. I'm only kidding. So, all right, we did this. I can see that there's a pretty big gap between April 15th and July 31st. But you know what? This is not written in stone. This can be altered in the future. But at least we've got something now, and hopefully it'll be carried forward in the future. So this is good. Thank you very much, Arpal. I could hear that was some struggle to do. I appreciate it. And unless there's any new business, does anyone have any new business? Any concluding remarks from anyone? Okay. I think then we can declare ourselves.
I would like to make a statement.
Go ahead.
I'm just really hoping that we do not have any deficit budgets.
Well, we have already had several.
We just cannot survive that way. So.
Okay. All right.
This is Sharon. I have a comment, I guess.
All right, I think I may have opened Pandora's box here.
No, go ahead. I just want to say, no, I think it's great we did this. It's fantastic. I want to get out early. I want to say, is this, we are already in May, so is this supposed to be applying to this year? That's what I mean, or is this sort of like aspirational for next year? I admit I was not here for part of all of what was said earlier.
No worry, and that is what you missed. This originally, before we got onto this part of it, we adopted a timeline for fiscal year 24, which included some items that were already passed, but for the most part, it's still a good timeline. And what we just finished doing now was a timeline for future years, fiscal year 25 and forward, where we'll apply this timeline that will accomplish everything earlier and give people more time to do the things that, you know, we seem to be struggling to do now in a shorter time span.
Okay, thank you.
So what we just finished is for 25 and forward. The thing we did earlier was for 24.
Got it.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Thanks, everybody. All right, on that note, let's call ourselves adjourned. Thank you, Fred, for the streaming. Thank you, Arpal, for the extra work and all the minutes and everything you do all the time. It is much appreciated. And thanks, everybody who was here for attending.
Thank you all. Bye-bye now.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Bye.